We passed through Hanukkah. We were in the middle of a sugya of learning Torah. Is learning Torah for everyone? How to approach learning Torah? How to find your place in learning? I think this is going to be our last week doing this, and then we're going to enter one of the favorite topics here, which is Shoivavim. So it's official. If I change my mind, it's too late, I guess, now I said it. But we still have to work a little bit more on understanding how to learn and what to do, how to find our place in Torah. Maisa, we have these incentives, and you have to spend, maybe some people spend 10 hours in the Beis Medrash, which is a long time. Some people even spend 12 hours in the Beis Medrash. A new Iron Man. It's easy to say you're one of the guys now. It's easy to see you're one of the guys now. We'll see who lasts. But at the end of the day, there's only one problem. What do you do in the Beis Medrash? You know, we're not offering Tetris for everybody or Minesweep. You can argue about whether or not Jim Harbaugh should have gone from the 49ers back to Michigan or not. There's a lot to discuss in the Beis Medrash. So the shaila is, what do you do in a Beis Medrash? So you'd say you learn, but I think there's an akuda of chiddush here, and this, what I'm about to tell you, is very dear to me, very dear to me, because this chiddush came this week, and I was zochet yesterday to walk Hagayin Hagadol Rabbeinu Rav Moshe Shapiro out from the Vod in Mishle yesterday, and I asked him the very question I'm about to pose, and he gave the same answer, B'siyata Dishvaya, that I would like to give the shmooze over. And so, B'siyata Dishmaya, we have something to say today. Today we have something to say. And that is the following question. What in the world is this concept called a Beis Medrash? Why is a Beis Medrash called a Beis Medrash? We have to be in this place. We might as well understand what it is. The word Medrash, I don't think, is appropriate for the place that we're in right now. I would call it a Beis Talmud. There's actually a yeshiva called Beis HaTalmud. I think it's very appropriate. Every single Beis Medrash should be called a Beis HaTalmud. Talmud is not just the Gemara, the Rambam says, and Rashi and Sota. Talmud is the analysis of Torah Shebal Peh. That's what it is. So we're in a Beis HaTalmud. We're in a Beis HaTalmud. That's where we are. What's this idea of Beis Medrash? There's Beis Medrashes all over the place. We got Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'ever all the way at the beginning of time. We've got Bate Midrashas wherever you go in Chazal. What is the word Medrash? A drasha? Somebody's saying a drasha over here? We can get everybody up here. You know, it's like Shal Shudas. We'll get our greats. Eliezer Levine, you'll come up. You'll give us the drasha. Shimi Schiller, Vidime. All the great Darshanim are going to now come. It'll be a Beis Medrash, a place of drushas. Drushas? That's what it is? You'll tell me a drusha is a drusha of a pasuk. That's what we're derish. Psukim. Right? You make drushas of psukim. Last time I checked, that's not what we're busy doing in a Beis Medrash. Maybe part of it is, but to call every place the Beis Medrash, the place of drusha. What is this thing called a Beis Medrash? Fair question? It's a fair question. So, B'siyata Dishmaya, I think if we understand what a Beis Medrash is, we'll understand how to learn, what to do during our time in a Beis Medrash, and how to get in there and start really appreciating everything that's going on. Lemaisa, the word drasha, the word doirish, means to want, to desire. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get new Shebal Peh, it says, Doroish Dorash Moshe. Moshe went to Borei Olam and beseeched, he begged, he pleaded, he searched, he looked for an answer to his question. The word drisha means to want, desire, seek out, and look for. To be mavakesh. And be'etzem, that's what a drasha is. A drasha is something that you want to find. You want to be doirish. You're looking for something. The pasuk says, "Tzion hi." It's Eretz Yisrael. Doyresh Eimla. Nobody's interested in her. Chazal Darshan Michlal Deboi Drisha. You need to care about Eretz Yisrael. The word drash doesn't just mean a shal shudas Torah. The word drash means to try to sink your teeth into something, get to the bottom of what's going on. have a deeper look, a deeper understanding of what's going on. And a Beis Medrash is a place for that. The Beis Medrash is the makom where I delve into something. I seek. I ask a kasha. I ask another kasha. I give a teretz. I shlug it up. I'm looking for something in a Beis Medrash. Every drasha of Chazal, we call them drushas. You know what drushas are? What is a drasha? You take a pasuk, it has a simple meaning. When you give it a medrash, you know what you give it? You say, I don't want just the simple pshat over here. I don't want just the thing they taught me in cheder. I'm doyresh the pasuk. I'm looking for something over here. I understand that there's something of value that I must get, and this is where I'm going to get it. And this is the way Chazal were doyresh every pasuk, not just because they knew how to do it, which is true, but they had a desire, and they saw that in these places was a gem that's significant. You know, it says at the end of Sota, Mishameis ben Zoyma, when ben Zoyma died, Batla hadarshanim, the people who knew how to do drushas were gone. That's it. And now we have to just learn the drushas from the Torah. But Kibalti Merabosai, it doesn't mean just somebody who knew how to do this. He was doyresh. We lost people who were able to go in there and had that desire and were able to, one after another, take everything from its simple meaning and bring out the beauty and bring out the depth of what's relevant for us in all areas of Chaim. The Sfas Emes says an unbelievable thing. There's a Gemara. The Gemara, he's quoting the Chidush Arim. There's a Gemara in Tainus, and the Gemara really doesn't have a simple pshat. The Gemara says, Amar Reb Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu never died. Reb Yochanan says this, he never died. Right? Sounds like a pretty controversial statement to say somebody never died. That's what he says. There's only one problem with this. Amar Lei, V'chi Bechdi Saftu Safidna, they gave Hespedim on him. V'chantu Chantaya, they embalmed him, they mummified him in Mitzrayim. We know this from Sukkim, Rabosai. V'kavru Kivraya, and they went to bury him. Right? Yosef went to bury him. And you're telling me that he's still alive? Something's wrong over here. Says Rabbi Yochanan back, and the truth is, I've read this Gemara many times, and I never had this pshat, and I'm glad I saw this Sfas Emes, b'shem the Chidush Harim. This is Hafledik. Amr Le, Mikrani Doirish, I'm Doirish a pasuk. And he drinks a pasuk, and he proves from the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu never died. Excuse me, there's a problem over here. The Gemara was quoting all the psukim. The Gemara said, they gave a hesped, they buried him, they mummified him, he's gone! And Rabbi Yochanan says, get out of here. Mikra ani doyresh. I'm darshaning a pasuk. What's the answer to the Gemara? How did Rabbi Yochanan get away with that? Says the Chidush Arim that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, you guys are following the pshat in the Chumash. I'm masking with you in pshat that Yaakov Avinu died. Of course he died. Of course he's in Maris HaMachpelah. Mikra ani doyresh. I found a deeper understanding of who Yaakov Avinu is. What dying means, what being alive is. And there's a certain concept called Yaakov Avinu Lomes, which has to do with the continuity of Klal Yisrael. You're looking at the psukim superficially, and you're telling me he died? I know he died in that way, but Mikra Ani Doiresh. I found a deeper Havana. I passed through the pshat, and I entered a world called Drash. And in that world, there were great discoveries. And over there, I found that there's a concept that somehow you could have somebody who was mummified, who was embalmed, and who was buried and had hesbedim, and I found a deeper understanding in life of how Yaakov Avinu is still alive. And that's from Drash, Mikra Ani Doirish. And I wanted to say, to add to this, and I said this in front of my Rebbe, Hagon Reb Moshe Shapiro, and it sounds like he was baskin. The Gemara says in Chagiga, a very interesting thing. Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, I was learning this with Reb Meir recently, it's in his chus. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa b'Reb Yochanan ben Brokum Reb Elazar ben Chisma shehalku lehakdil pnei Reb Yeshua pibikiyat. Reb Elazar and Reb Yochanan ben Brokum went to visit the Rebbe Reb Yeshua. Amar lehem, ma chiddush haya bebeis ha-medrash hayom. Says, what was the chiddush in the beis medrash today? Okay. Now, like good Talmidim, amru lo talmidecha anu. We're your Talmidim. You're asking us to tell you what happened in Torah? You teach us. We don't teach you. Me mecha anu shosim. We drink your waters. So, that's what it is. Amar lehem, afal pichem. Even though you're my Talmidim, e efshur lebeis ha-medrash v'lo chiddush. It's impossible that you went to a beis medrash without a chiddush. And then they proceeded to tell them what they heard. Can I ask you a question? What does this mean? It's very nice. I always learned this like a balabas mamish, this gemara. E efshur lebeis medrash v'lo chiddush, because, you know, if you have 100 people, so someone's got to say something intelligent that I've never heard before. I don't think Rabbi Yeshua needed that type of thing. I think if there were 1 million people in a place, they wouldn't be able to teach Rabbi Yehoshua necessarily just because they were 1 million people thinking all day. E-F-Shur le-Beis Medrash below Chiddush. A Beis Medrash is dedicated to finding new things. The Drisha of the Beis Medrash is Mechayev. That if there is such an institution called the Beis Medrash, there will be new findings. There will be some new angle, some way of going, some way of understanding. Some new kasha, some new teretz. That's the yisoid. E efshur lebeis medrash below chiddush. It's impossible. And the way we learn Torah is so foreign from discoveries. We clock in and we clock out, and no one will ever have hatzlacha to become a talmid chacham that way. A person has to learn Torah like they're going into uncharted territory, like they're trying to figure something out, like they're trying to catch a problem that never was seen before. Like they're trying to slug up a Rashi, find some new Nakuda, and then go back again and understand why they didn't understand the Rashi to begin with, and that's why they had their Kasha. They're going to try to answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha. Instead, we read Gemaras like a religion. We learn like a religion. Like those monks that go, Abba-dee-ba-doo-ba-da-ba. We do that too. We go, when is this 10 hours going to be over so I can go through to da-da-da-da-da-da. That's not how you do this. You do it with a goal. You come in, not with a goal even to finish, not just with a goal to learn, but a goal to break through this, to be dairishit. What is in here? What's the utility? What can I get? Says the Chazon Ish in Kuntres Chai Shos. Miteva bnei Adam likro es hakosav b'sefer. The natural tendency of people is to read what's in a sefer b'shitchias ubemehirus, with total superficiality and with quickness and haste. Kikori igeris, like they're reading basically a comic book, but it's a note, a letter. That's how they read. Umikinyoni hachochma, a person who wants to acquire wisdom. Lihisragel lidaktik belashon chachamim. A person should be sensitive to the different ways things are said here. Why did he say it like that? Why didn't he say it like this? What's this lashon in Rashi? What's that lashon in Rashi? Kitivrayim nichtavu bidiktok iyuni. Every word in the Torah is worded in a way that there's something new to get. Vikriyas hamihiras ukriyas ha'iyun hein hefchias al rov. They're antithetical to each other. They're diametrically opposed. Reading something fast is the opposite of reading something that you think that there's something over here. There's something to get. There's some great idea. And he says, especially geniuses, the Chazon Ish says, amazing. He says, geniuses think the stupidest things in the learning. Why? He says, they're so good at understanding things fast that they understand everything wrong. Because they can quote you from here till there, the Chazon Ish says this. They can quote you and impress everyone. Goes, he's holding in shas. He's holding in shas. You know how many people tell me their friends are holding in shas? I want you to give me one of your friends who says he went. He did this program, Rebbe, in 2 years. He's holding in nashim nizikin. I want to give him. Give me any blot. I want to ask him 3 basic questions on any blot. Let's see. There's a price to pay for this program that he's on that makes everyone else feel bad who's not in this program. There's a price to pay. There's no drisha. There's no coming in going, where is the discovery over here? What can I find over here? What great wisdom is there for me in life? Great nekudas that I could find. Lemaisa, we gave a whole shmooze, about half of a pasuk. And I'd like to address the second half of the pasuk today. The pasuk says, "Im tivakshena kikesef, uchematmon im tichapesna as tovin yiras Hashem v'dasa l'kim timate." If you want it like money, if you request it like money, right? We have a whole shmuz. I think it was even an Elul about the connection between Torah and money, the desire for Torah more than money. It's called greater than gold. You can look it up on the archives. If you weren't here or you were sleeping. But it's called greater than gold. But now we're going to the second part. The first part is why Torah is greater than money. Ayin Sham. V'im kemat monim techapesna. If you seek it out like hidden treasures. What's this? You're like a pirate with a hidden treasure. Arr! You're finding the treasures. What is this thing? You seek it out like treasures. So, Bipashtus, it's like this. That when you see something on the surface, right? You go somewhere, there are people who make a good parnasa. They try to find, they do all sorts of tests, to find out where to dig for oil. Right? If you look on the surface, you don't see anything there. You don't see anything really worth doing. But you have a lead. You have a certain lead. And then you just start going. And it's sometimes frustrating because you just see dirt. Why are you stopping? No, you don't understand. We did this type of test and that type of test. There's oil in here. There's oil down here. And you're going and you're going and you're going, boo, a geyser. What's pshat? Pshat is there's a certain idea that there's certain things that look so empty and dry and they have nothing to do with me. But if I know that in there is everything, if I keep going, I know. Right now, I don't understand why this Gemara is going to be anything to me, why this Pasuk is going to be anything to me, but I know that in there is something, I will dig and dig and dig and dig until I find everything. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. The losers are the people who look at the Gemara and go, this has nothing to do with my life. Do you know what this Gemara is? Do you know what the Torah is? It created everything. It created all of your Yetzer HaTov, all of your Yetzer Hara, everything in the world. There's nothing in the world that's interesting that's not in the Torah. If it exists, it's in the Torah. But I can't relate. Maybe over here, but you have to dig. A person has a little bit of emunah, and he starts going, kemat moinim, things that are deep in the ground. Patience. Explore. How many days do you think it takes for them? They know that there's something down there. And Biyad Hashem, Lamala min Ateva, Rabosai. Lamala min Ateva in the Schus of the Shmuz. I don't know how this happened. I found a mimer of the Ramban that I never knew existed before. That's damn interesting, because I thought I saw a lot of things. But in addition, he says this pshat over here in the mimer called Mimer Pnimiyas HaTorah. He says the Ramban, Mishalo yada milas hatoira umamkea. Mishalo yada kinenu shava. Mishalo yada milas hatoira umamkea. Someone who doesn't know the depths of Torah. Lo ye choshesh levakesh latam. He won't be interested in finding the deeper rationales of everything. Ki einenu shava mishachofer makom limsobo matmoin. Lifi omdon adas. Somebody who tries to dig in a certain place for a treasure, and he's guessing, he thinks it's an educated guess, he's not sure if this is worth investing in. He's totally different than the guy who knows that down here is gold, down here is oil. These two people are living in a different metzias. K'moy shenemar, u'kimat moinim tichapesna. Says the Ramban, this is what it means to dig for this thing. It's to know be'emunah shlema that it's here. The only way someone becomes a Talmud Chacham is if they understand what Torah is. If they don't understand that Torah is all of that, then they won't be able to be in a base medrash. Everything will be shitchi. It'll be about clocking in. But if a person understands that everything's down here, they will try Rebbe Avakasha, Rebbe Avara, this, that. I'm seeing it, Rabosa. You know what the shovels that we have is? The shovels that we have digging are kashas. And I'm seeing now in our yeshiva, more than ever before, people are fighting, even in Ben Astarim, people are talking, discussing. There's a medrash. There's more of a base medrash here than has ever been, and other people from the outside have pointed it out. You know how you know when you're a base medrash? When three guys are arguing about something. There's a board meeting going on, and there's something significant. If he's, this is how I'm saying, dig this way, and this is what's, he's saying that, we're fighting, we've got shovels. We're being derish. And the Ramban goes on, and he says, in this Maimer Pnimius HaTorah, Imtamin she'ina kipashta levad. If you believe that the Torah is not simple, aval yeshla milvad up shatim drachim noyroim umalis niflos. You believe that there are wonders in the Torah. Tia tamid roidev acharei. You'll run after the Torah. V'doyig al mashlo tasig, and you'll be bothered by what you can't understand. V'sameach b'mashit tasig, and you will be thrilled with what you can understand. V'chein omer yisale, and this is what Hashem says, ki lo davar reik yimichem, it's not empty, Torah. And says the drush of Chazal, which the Ramban brings, eina Torah reikonis kipashta levad, the Torah is not simple, just like pshat, aval yeshla neshama, it has an neshama shenafakti b'Torah, and he says if it's reik, it's michem, if it's empty, then you're an empty person. Because that's the way the Torah was set up. The Torah was set up with depth. And the Torah has layers and layers of understanding, Rabbosai. Layers and layers. The Vilna Gaon says in Mishlei, Perek Hei, Yehi Mekorcha Baruch Usameach Me'eshes Nurecha. He says, you'll be happy with your earlier wife, the wife of your youth. Who's the wife of your youth? Says the Vilna Gaon, that during the quest of a Talmud Chacham, he says Pshatim. And he says, pshatim, and then he gets deeper and deeper and deeper until he cracks the sugya. He cracks all the way to the sod. And he says, you'll look back at the beauty of this thing, that the pshat that you said when you were young was so good, you had no idea how good it was. Because now when you're looking at the secret parts of the Torah, you see that everything's linked. You go, wow, the pshat was like this. And the remez is like this, the drush is like this, the sod is like this. It's all one beautiful binyan. And you had no idea when you were younger. When you were younger, you just thought you were saying a pshat in the Gemara. And later you find out all the secrets of life were in this Gemara. We're in this thing. It always bothered me. They do, the Mekubalim do an illegal thing. I thought it was illegal. They do an illegal thing. You know what they do? They bring rayas for their shtickle tiras, very deep ideas from in the Moadim and the things, they bring rayas from the Rambam. I hate to break it to you, I'm sorry I'm being recorded saying this, but the Rambam was not part of the Shalshelis of the Masorah, of the Torah of the Nister. So where do you get, Rav Huttner does this, my Rebbeim do this often, I saw this in the Balatanya, the Arizal even references Rambams. What's going on? It should be illegal. You can't bring a proof for something in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Zayar that the Rambam had no shaykhus with. That seems like it's illegal. It's 100% legal. You know why? Exactly what the Gaon said. There are layers of processing the Torah. First a person gets pshat, klar, entirely. Then there's another layer that's identical, that's called drush. Then there's another layer that's soid, and they have to match each other. Which means if you have someone who's a master of pshat, then you can find in every one of his words all of the secrets of the Torah. Because everything matches up. The Torah is treasure after treasure after treasure. The Ramban says over here that a person should do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Right? The Gemara says, even on Ataras V'Divon. Just names. So, you think, Ataras V'Divon, you can pick Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. There's a whole passage. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Why does it pick Ataras V'Divon? Says the Ramban, this is the first time I found this mimer, this wonderful mimer called Mimer Panim Zatera from the Ramban. He says, Ateres V'divon, over there, if someone wouldn't understand the names in this parsha that seem totally meaningless to you, they would be able to structure all of the worlds above ours. All of the worlds all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. So he says, Chazal are telling you, do Shnayim Mikra. Learn it once, the parsha, learn it again, then do Targum. And even on a Ateres V'Divon, because buddy, the things that you think are empty are everything. Anywhere you go in the Torah, the things that look rake, that are empty, it's Michem. It's an attitude, Rabbosai. And it's simply, you pick to be on the team, to do this, to be part of it, or not. If a person will have emunah, that this is what you can get from the Torah, if they have emunah to be doirish here, to invest over here, it will happen. If they think that everything else in the world is exciting, and this is not, they'll miss the boat. With all their clocking in, their 10 hours, their 12 hours, they won't become bigger people, they won't have a deeper understanding, they won't get what the Torah wants from them. The Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, says a very strange thing to me, and it's so controversial that if you look in the English Derech Hashem, at least when I was a kid, I don't know about the new Derech Hashems, but they even mistranslate this because they don't want people to really understand it who don't know Hebrew. I don't blame them. It's a good trick. You know, you figure if the guy needs the English, he shouldn't be reading something that's hard to understand. It says in the Medrash of Eicha, Halavai oisi azvu, it would be kedai if Klal Yisrael would leave me entirely. Okay? Obviously not too kedai, but halavai that they would leave me. But they would learn Torah. They would learn Torah. Why? Shama'ur Sheba Machzir Lamutav. The holy light of Torah, the holy Kedusha of Torah, would bring up anybody. It doesn't matter if he has a mohawk and he has pierced old parts and all interesting things. It doesn't matter. If you get him to learn Torah, he will end up slowly. This is not called Lolishma Balishma. This is a separate thing. He's mamash a renegade, this guy. He's got a Harley. He's doing all the averas in the world. And he's learning Torah. Says the Ramchal, Torah will start affecting him if he learns. But there's one caveat. There's one tanai. It's not a tanai that he goes to the mikvah. It's not a tanai that that he says Tehillim before. It's not a tanai of anything that's very, very religious. You know, it's the tanai, and this bothered me for a long time. The tanai is that he treats Torah at least like a subject of chachma, like mathematics and physics. He has to treat it at least with that respect. What is this idea? What's he talking about? That's the bare minimum. If you don't do that, it means, guys, you could learn and you could throw, according to this, you could drop the chagiga on the floor. You could drop a physics book on the floor. You'll learn it on the floor. You'll sit down, Indian style. You'll smoke a hookah with your chagiga on the floor with your friends. Life is good. And it will affect you. It doesn't say you should have, but it should be like a chachma to you. What's a chachma? This is what the Ramchal, I think, is saying. We don't even learn Torah. I'm choshesh, we don't even learn Torah like a chachma. It's true we don't put the chagiga on the floor. But the idea of a chachma is something that I will gain from. We learn Torah to be very Jewish. That's why we learn Torah. We don't learn Torah because we think we're going to be wise. No, that's only the guys who ben astar and read up on all sorts of things to impress their friends in the dining room. But Torah, that's not something that has real utility towards me. It's just something I do to pass the time so I'm a good Jewish boy until I get married. There's chachma here, Rabosai. There's no such thing as learning Torah without chachma. Even a guy with a mohawk and all these things, the ma'or of Torah can't do anything to him unless he believes there's something here to be Dorish. He's got to be the Albert Einstein of Torah. He's got to believe that there's something I can get that will change my whole existence. How? Emunah. Emunah comes, a person realizes that this is what it is, and then they start to see it. Once you start with Emunah, you'll start to understand how Torah is. And Lemaisa, just to end, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Tanu Rabbanan, Haholek Litzdadin Ulekarkus, somebody who goes to the circus or to a stadium. And he sees all these nice things, the Chashim and Chavrin, Bokion and Mokion, fine, all these nice things. Hareza Moshev Leitzim, he's sitting in a place of Leitzim. And in addition to that, Hakasav Omer, Kim Bitarat Hashem Chefso, it also will bring to Bittul Torah. Okay, that's interesting. If you go to a stadium, it brings you to Bittul Torah. I don't understand this Gemara. You know what it is? You know what it is this Gemara is saying? I don't understand. If you're at a stadium, you are being Mevatel Torah. It doesn't lead to Bittul Torah. It is Bittul Torah. Says Rashi and changes the sugya. What does it mean? It's Bittul Torah. Says Rashi, Michlal da azalahachi lav b'tarat Hashem chefso. If this is where you're running, if you're running to all the stadiums and running to all the media, you're not interested in Torah. You can only have one interest. If you want to really get this, guys, if you want to get a zman, get your money's worth from this 10 or 12 hours, it has to be that there's no other interest. You'll see, it'll affect you. If you have any other interest, then you're not going to be interested enough to be doyrish. What's going on over here? To figure it out. It's not going to be worth fighting about. You're still fighting about this Jim Harbaugh with the 49ers to Michigan. Why in the world would you fight about this when you could fight about that? But if a person decides that it's all a joke, everything's a joke except for this, and it's clear here in a base medrash, this is a world of drisha, a world of trying to figure it out, I guarantee you that people should be asking you for brachas in a few years. This is the nekuda. It's always hard for me when people don't show any interest in learning. I can't help them. It's not part of my job. Nobody ever taught me how to create interest in people. I don't know how. People say, Rabbi, I don't want to learn. I say, I hear. Goodbye. If that's my job, I'm out. If you don't have an interest in Torah, nothing will happen. You have to have an interest in Torah. Where does the interest come from? You. We can't just take a USB and put interest in... It doesn't work. Emuna Rabosai, your Zeta, they would live their lives on this. We don't give it the time of day. We're so busy with stupidity, and everything we want is here. We should all be Zocha to have Emes's man in the base medrash and be Darshi Hashem.